The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa, Jefferson State of Mine, like mine, M-I-N-E, broadcasting live from downtown Reading in KCNR at the KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. We're also streaming live worldwide on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com. And if you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567. So here we are in this beautiful, nice, cool day. It's going to be what today, 106?
I'm not sure. Just one thing, your guest is on that line. So actually, if you call, call it 605-4566.
And that's a new one because we used to have two lines into 67, and now we have 66.
Yep.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
It should help those phone lines, huh? Alrighty. Well, I've got a couple of announcements first before we bring on our guest. The Laura Hobbs hearing is on Tuesday, June 25th at 9 a.m. in room 64 on the sixth floor of the new courthouse. This could be a game changer, especially in California, showing some of the, I hate to say the word anomalies, some of the crooked things that happen in our election. Alex Haberbusch is the attorney for Laura, and this case, if you haven't been following it, could bring national attention, has brought some national attention, but could change the way things are done in California. Remember, we are the United States, not the United State. We also have a Freedom Float next Saturday on June 29th at 12 noon. We meet at Shasta Lake at the Bay Bridge. Come out and float your boat. Bring your flag. It's going to be a great day out there. And then that evening on June 29th, join us for the Patriot Car Rally at 6 p.m. down at the east end of the Mount Shasta Mall parking lot. And the drive route would be the one we use for Cool April Nights. Just dress in decorative patriotic gear and wave your flags and have some fun. Anyway, all that stuff's going on Saturday. And I'm pretty excited about our guest. She's the host of Take Your Border, Your Power Back, the host of Take Our Elections Back, and she's now the organizer and co-founder of what we're going to talk about today, and that is Take Our Border Back. And Kim Yeater, how are you, my dear?
Hello, Terry Raposa. It is so good to be here at Jefferson State of Mind, and I'm hearing Shasta shouting from afar. Love you guys and what you're doing.
We love you, too. I mean, one thing I have to say about Kim is that my friend Laura Douglas, our mutual friend Kim, has said something. Kim has superpowers when it comes to organizing something, and she has organized the Take Our Border Back event, and we really want to get into that and talk about that. And, Kim, I want to thank you for the hard work you do in organizing so many people. I don't know when you sleep, darling, but it's great that we have people like you that can go out and get things done, stay with it, and have such great follow-through. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, thank you again, Terry, for having me here today. And I have to tell you, it's the Jesus superpower. That's the superpower, right? We live on purpose, in purpose, and for purpose. So I have a radio show called Take Your Power Back Show, and we are awakening our communities. And I've got to tell you, I am so not into politics. I never thought I'd be speaking in the arena I'm speaking in. I'm into truth. And I'll tell you what, when you're about God's purpose, he will bring you in the lane you need to be in to bring the truth into the light and give people back their power. And I believe the power comes from our sovereignty, that comes from our Creator. So I'm a mama of four kids and a new grandma. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing being a grandma. I'm only 54. I'm a little young, right? We're just getting started. That's pretty awesome to have my first.
That is pretty neat. And anyway, I think that, and that's great. And I mean, you know, I just, I, the hard work that you guys are all doing, and, you know, we're all trying to get in there and pitch in to really, you know, to really win our country back, you know. And as you and I've talked about before, this isn't a revolution, it's a restoration. You know, we already have the Bible, which our Judeo-Christian values are based on with this country, and a constitution. We're just trying to restore everything. Now, I really would like you to talk about the Take Our Border Back event. I think it's going to be magnificent. So kind of bring us through that, little sister.
Absolutely. So, yes, this is all about restoration, and that is what it's going to take. And, you know, we have these two amazing tools, and we're utilizing these tools in our Take Our Border Back Summit. And this is the North America Alliance. We're breaking bread, table talk, and prayer with USA, Canada, and Mexico. We are coming together. We're utilizing the tools that God has given us. You see, we can see the result of a country that has moved away from God, or taking God out of school, taking God out of everything. So this truly is, I love how you say it, Terry, this is a restoration, right? So with Take Our Border Back, what we did in our first round, we had a southern border convoy in February of this year. And there was a group of us that came together, and we said, not on our watch. You know, God has put us in the positions we're in for such a time as this. You know, I was at interviewing. I had 45 interviews at AmFest. I was back-to-back. I had just finished up interviewing Tom Holman and Derek Maltz from Border 911. I was squeezed in the middle. Now, mind you, what they were bringing to light was the travesty that is happening on the border. I had already been reporting on the border. I had someone that was giving me live footage from the border at every single show. So there was something that was activated in me that day. I don't know what it was. Tom is a warrior. Derek, these guys are warriors. And when a warrior cannot do the job they're called to, this is a complete breakdown. We're seeing it with Border Patrol. We're seeing high-level suicide rates. These guys are beside themselves because they can't do the job that they were called to do. So it was at the end of that interview that I went down to the border. And if anyone takes a look at TakeOurBorderBack.com, you're going to see our logo. And it's a real picture. It's a cartoonish one, but it's a real picture that I took on the border. Our team was down there fully geared. We saw it with our own eyes. Diplomats from other countries coming over to translate from the illegal immigrants. We can see that there is a very clear plan here. And this is the slow breakdown of America. This is the Trojan horse. You break them down from the inside out. Many of these people were men of fighting age. Now, we all know the issues. It's now being broadcast. And I'll tell you what, it was crickets in the mainstream media until Take Our Border Back Southern Border Convoy across America. We had about 10,000 participants, three rallies in the country. People came in from Australia and Canada. We reached tens of millions. We saw mainstream media begin to talk about what was happening on the border. We saw Abbott close that border. And we began to see what we would call the beginning of the impeachment of Mayorkas. And it's so funny, Terry. Ivan Raiklin runs up to me at CPAC. If anyone knows Ivan, take a look at him. Deep state marauder. He is exposing it. Ivan runs up to me and goes, Kim, you understand. You understand why they began the impeachment of Mayorkas. It's because we, the people, came together. There's more of us than them. And that's exactly what so. Now, here we have this great convoy. It was powerful. The people were awakened. We had people baptized. We had humility. We were living in Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles, what a powerful scripture.
That's great.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, right, and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. So we saw those results. And Terry, we knew that we weren't done yet. And it wasn't until CPAC, after 45 interviews, I was eating bars all weekend long, last one to leave Media Row, and download from God. You're not done yet. What do you mean I'm not done yet, God? What do you mean? I've been eating bars all weekend long. That was the introduction, a few minutes later, to the well-decorated military. These are the guys with the Bravery Award, the Nobel Peace Prize Award, Veterans for Freedom in Canada. Historical case, Eddie Cornell, check him out. He is on our Canadian team. And they looked at me in the eyes and they said, Kim, your eyes are on the southern border. You've got to look north. For the past 5 years, they've been flying in these illegal immigrants. And China has already set up shop. Warning, Will Rogers, warning, we better wake up, America, because we are surrounded right now, not to mention what's happening right here in my neck of the woods in San Ysidro, Chi-Com. Absolutely, they're coming in over the border. The cars are waiting for them as they take the train to El Cajon. We have hotels that are completely shut down because they're filled with illegal immigrants. There's a major problem here, so what are we going to do about it? We know you cannot fight a spiritual battle with physical weapons. This is restoration. Take our border back, North America Alliance. We have aligned Canada, Mexico, USA. We are meeting together across the country, 5 states, 2 provinces in Canada, 2 cities in Mexico to break bread, to bring the real issues to the table, to provide resources, strategies, and action plans to ensure accountability, to affect change among local sheriffs, city councils, county boards, and protecting the ballot box. Hello, Shasta, way to lead by example. We're pulling in the big dogs. These are the people that have things in place that are actually duplicatable. They give us the tools, the Constitution. Number one, how the heck can you wield, how can, imagine we have 2 swords, Terry. We got God's word and the Constitution. If we don't understand them and begin to put them in practice, it's a useless sword. We've got to learn how to wield these swords. And listen, I'm guilty as anyone. I am learning. This is a fire hose for me. Again, I am not into politics. I'm into truth, but I'm hungry, and I want to learn. So when I look at the Declaration of Independence and I read, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established shall not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abusers and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And it goes on. Wow. Our forefathers laid a foundation for us. They foresaw what was going to happen. So we have got to bring these real topics to the table, give power back to the people, restore sovereignty, extinguish sovereignty? Where does it come from? How do I access it? I'm sorry, it does not come from the government. It comes from God. We're going to put the first things back in the right order, and that is God. And we're going to connect with all three nations, restoring the sovereignty. We're going to close the borders and protect the ballot box. That is our voice. So, Terry, people can go to takeourbordervac.com. Our first event is in San Ysidro on Saturday the 29th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You want to be there. And honestly, we can't do this without we the people. We need everyone's support. Show up. This is about us coming together. We've all been doing our parts. This isn't just take our border back, this little group. This is about all of us. It's in the connection, the collaboration. Terry, you and I have had empowering conversations. I'm so grateful for our relationship. It actually has it's compelled me and propelled me forward. I need to resource up. We need to resource up. We all have our gifts and talents. So when we bring these real issues to the table, let me tell you, people are going to leave knowing exactly where sovereignty comes from, how to access that sovereignty. They're going to understand the fifth generation warfare we're in, how to combat that. They're going to understand the global agenda, the NGOs. This is imperative that they understand the goals, the big picture, the taking down of America, the declaration of North America. Go look at WhiteHouse.gov or go to TakeOurBorderBack.com and look at us refute that, because we're exposing the DEI. We're exposing the climate control. We're exposing the open borders. We're going to talk about election integrity. How do we restore our elections? The seven steps to take our elections back. We're bringing in the experts. This is tangible. This is translatable in every single area. We powerfully coming together, the 8 billion of us. There's more of us than there are of them. And then, oh, Shasta, we love Shasta, our community protection and safety groups. So remember the old neighborhood watches? Well, I don't know if they were really watching. We were definitely sharing some sugar and sharing our neighbor eggs with our neighbors and things like that. And we were kind of looking out for one another. We've lost that. We've become a social media society. We are a garage society where we drive on in, the garage closes. We've got to begin to break bread with our neighbors, have these real conversations, not combative. We meet people where they are, and we ask questions. We're curious. The Bible says, the heart is deep waters. A wise man draws out the heart. So we're going to apply those scriptures and implement what Shasta has done in creating these safe communities so that we all are looking out for one another and protecting one another. And that is very important that we are equipped. Last but not least, we've got Border 911, Victor Avila coming. We have got deputies and Border Patrol. We've got Craig Salmansorio, who will be speaking on Veterans for Child Rescue on human trafficking. What can we do? Let me tell you, it's right under our feet. These children are entering this country with 60 DNA in their body. Do you know what that means? They've been brutally raped. We are called to set the captives free. We cannot sit by and get caught up in word salad and political salad. We cannot do that. It's time for action. We have the opportunity right now to have a prayerful, peaceful, constitutional action to restore our sovereignty and to put the first things first. Join us, guys. Come out. We are across the country right now. We're going to be here in San Ysidro on Saturday, and that's going to be Saturday the 29th at Larson Field in San Diego, California, 10 to 5. We are asking for donations because we're supplying food and water and generators and music and mics. Please support. You can go to givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. That's givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. And if you can't make the June 29th, but if you're in California, do everything you can to get here. If you're close by, make it here. This is historical. after we have our table talks, we are marching to the border. And Mexico's on the other side. They are meeting us to pray and declare, we are taking territory. We're taking our nation back in the name of Jesus. July 27th is Texas Dripping Springs. Doc Pete Chambers, Colonel Phil Waldron, Rod and Suzanne, Pastor Rod and Suzanne Parker. Amazing communities. We have some of the J6ers, August 24th, Shelby, Montana, and Coots, Alberta, Canada. September 28th, Youngstown, New York, and Niagara Falls, Canada. We are going to break bread on that rainbow bridge. We are taking the rainbow back in Jesus' name. That's exactly what we're doing. We're taking the rainbow back. That's our rainbow. Hello. October 19th is Yuma, Arizona, and San Luis Rio, Colorado, Mexico. We have pastors in Mexico. Guys, we have to protect a lot of the people in Mexico because we're dealing with cartel, all right? But these people are warriors. They pray with people in political office right now. They are calling them to action. There is a God movement going on. This is powerful. Terry, we are restoring our sovereignty in all three nations.
Kim?
Take our borderback.com.
Yeah, Kim, we only have about 4 minutes, and what I'd like to do is where can people get the agenda and what's going on, and where do they go to get that?
I love it.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, thanks, Terry, and thanks for letting me share. And I know I kind of just went on, but we have such a little amount of time. So you can go to takeourborderback.com. No S on that. Takeourborderback.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also support, guys, we need support. I mean, just the San Ysidro event is close to $10,000 right now, right? And every cent we used, we rolled over some from our last Take Our Border Back, but there wasn't much left. We wisely used that. We were able to give to the Children's Ranch and give to Britain Farms and give where it needed to go to support we, the people, and to provide everything we needed for the rallies and the convoy. So now, to support, you guys can go to givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. You can find us on X at POBB Convoy Maine, POBB Convoy CA, same thing with Texas and Arizona. Just put POBB Convoy. So, Terry, I am so excited. I am so excited that I get to be alive right now, that we all get to work together and use our gifts to restore our sovereignty and put God back in his rightful place. This is the Red Sea moment. This is the Walls of Jericho moment. This is David and Goliath moment. This is our Esther moment. And Mordecai warned Esther that if she did not take action, somebody would take her place.
Yeah, really, Kim, this has been enlightening. It's great. And I'm really excited to see what's going on. It's nice to see that that you guys have put this together with just great alacrity. And it's been really something to be a small part of this and chit-chatting with everybody and talking about jurisdiction, things like that. I think that this event should be a great success. The last question is, are you going to film it so people can get this, and will it be streamed live, and people who can't make it there, are they going to be able to see what's going on?
Okay, I love that. So, yes, we're going to film it. Now, it's a chunk of money to stream it live so that we can protect the airwaves from being disturbed. And by the way, high levels of protection here. Mm-hmm. So we've got the San Ysidro police with us. It's amazing. And other security. But we need funds to be able to do that. And I want everyone to be able to see this. So givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. I think it's close to $3,000 to get someone here to protect the airwaves so that nothing is taken down. So that's what we did for our last one. I'd like to be able to do that again. So if that happens in the next 3 days that we have those funds, yes, we're going to stream this live. We're also going to call everyone there to stream it live from their phones. This is pretty historical. We're taking back that Declaration of North America.
Hey, Kim. This is Wynn. I'm Terry's partner in crime here. And we are doing a very similar thing. It's a Patriot float out on Lake Shasta next Saturday. And so we're all going to be out there doing our thing with our boats and doing the same kind of thing as the Freedom Float. And so it'll be the same kind of thing, whereas people are driving around, they're going to be doing it at night as well on the city streets. So Northern California is hand in hand with what you're talking about doing already. So we're
come
we're,
on,
we're
shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, hand in hand.
Amazing. You guys are leading by example. We love you guys in Shasta. Come on, Shasta. We're following your lead. Let's do it. Let's take this country back in Jesus' name.
Well, one of my buddies also is a what do they call it? The drone. He's a drone pilot, and so he's gonna and he has his boat out there, so he'll be droning and the event out there, and I don't know if it'll be live for sure or not. I'll have to ask him about that, but I know he's going to put it out there, and he'll probably put it on some of the platforms, and so people will be able to see what either happened or is happening, depending on what he ends up doing. So it'll be a fun event. That's, and I'm talking about being on the water at that point.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I might jaunt over for a swim after our event.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, this has been
Kim. Thank you so much for having me, Terry.
Yeah, Kim, and stay with us just for one more minute. I want to say that this is really going to be a great event. Everybody go to Take Our Border Back, takeourborderback.com. You'll be able to get the information, look at the agenda, and, you know, we need to support one another arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. Kim Yeater, God bless you, little sister. Amazing stuff. And, I guess time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen. Come on. Love you, big brother. Thank you so much. God bless. And God bless this country.
1, 2, 3. Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance. We're the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed. From nowhere, at least that's what it seems. Politicians in the big old cities are running everything. Our way of life may be simple, and it's not for everyone. It's a state of mind, it's a state of change, it's a state of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. State of Jefferson. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts. Lead them right from wrong. One day this will be their land. And this will be their song. Yeah.
Hey Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Sing it with me one time now.
Can't get enough of your love. Sally Lou? Did Sally Lou send that in?
Yes, sir.
That was Sally Lou, huh? Now she tells me. In the middle of a radio program.
Of course.
Can't get enough of your love. Right?
No.
I made you smile. That's the first time I've ever seen you smile. You're smiling again.
Uh-oh.
I made our producer. Buddy. That's all it takes.
What can I say? The morning shows are pretty fun to run. I didn't know this.
That's okay. When we get done, I'll sing to you during the next show. Anyway, getting back to our program here, Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. If you have a question or a comment, maybe of what you just heard, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, or 66 in case 67 is busy. Now, I do want to make a couple comments after what things that Kim just said. The thing we have to be looking at, too, is the jurisdiction that we have federally on the border. That is the jurisdiction of the federal government. And we gave that to them in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution. So they do have that jurisdiction. Of course, as we know, Biden's allowing all this crap to go on in California. We all know it. Biden and he are working hand in hand to destroy our state. I believe that's what they're doing, is destroying our state and destroying our rural way of life in the rural counties. Now, when we look at this, when President Trump gets reelected, about 50% of the things we're fighting for on the border will be taken care of like that. Was that a good snap?
Yes, sir.
People hear the snap that time. Okay, good.
Snap.
Because he can close the border. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't send some troops across the border to meet with Mexico and say, hey, we're tired of all this crap coming across the border. You guys know where the cartel houses are. You know each one of the cartels that run each one of those buildings that run fentanyl, drugs, sex trafficking, armaments. You guys know who they are. We know who they are. You need to stop it right now. And I think that we have the jurisdiction of our borders to do that. I really do.
And in doing so, why don't we just back up a bunch of concrete trucks and start filling in all these damn tunnels that are reportedly at the border? Just start filling them in.
And they're not reportedly. They know they're there.
Well,
you're right.
I'm just saying. I don't want to accuse anybody and get in trouble for it. But yeah.
There. Yeah.
Trying to dodge the bullet a little bit. But no, they should just, back up the concrete trucks and drop it in there. Let them flow until those tubes are full and call it good. Move on to the next one. And then, just keep doing what we have to do. We have to secure our border.
Yeah, and I think what they're doing is really good. It's raising some awareness. It should be something that to where we all understand we have to be active in our communities and we have to be active, in our state, in our nation. Mm-hmm. One of the things we have to always make sure that we're staying clear of those, we have to make sure that we have some sort of specificity where people go away with something and they actually have something they can do.
Right.
Something they can affect. And I think that's been a lot of the challenges that we've seen over a lot of months, is that there's a lot of different things going on, but you have to have something you can sink your teeth into. I like what they've done on Take Your Border Back, Our Border Back, in the, with the idea there's, you may fit into this groove or that groove or this groove or that groove, as long as the people who are leading those grooves and leading those positions make sure those people have a way to go out and the tactics to use with the strategy they're being taught.
And to get the work done. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, you're coming, say, the scenario here, you're coming into California from Oregon, and you get into Siskiyou County a few miles, and then you get stopped at the station there, you know, where they stop you and they ask you if you have any apples, you know, or fruit or anything like that. They're more secure about that than we are about coming across the border at the southern end of California, where the bad guys are coming in. So what the heck? You know, you're going to criminalize people that go from that are Californians that have not left the state. Well, they haven't left California until they went into Oregon. They go up to Oregon. Maybe they go to Medford. Maybe they go farther north or wherever to visit family, friends, what have you, go to an event, whatever. Then they turn around, they're coming home, and they have to stop that super border station to check in and say, no, I don't have any fruit. It's just, it seems more secure there than it does down at the southern border.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with you more.
Where they're infiltrating fentanyl and human trafficking and any other number of things that they're actually doing and they're not always getting caught for. I don't understand.
Well, maybe getting caught, but there's no action taken when you are caught.
Right. Well, take the money that's being spent up here at this stupid fly inspection station and put it down there on the border where it really means something.
Well, again, the jurisdiction being the federal government, there are things that can be done. It's just Biden's not doing them.
Yeah.
You know, and Newsom certainly is not like Abbott. He's not standing up against anything. He's just letting it happen because as the interview that we had with Audra Morgan, that will be out on Mountaintop Media. We should have that. It is on Facebook. If you go to Facebook to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, the podcast, Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, the podcast, you can see episode one, part one of two of Audra Morgan. She has been an activist right down there on the border, been on right there in San Ysidro, been fighting the good fight. Somebody who really takes it to the enemy. Somebody who really gets with the program. And she is somebody who's very, very special when it comes to standing up for liberty. Part two should be released here pretty quick, and we should have a lot of this done on Mountaintop Media, Rumble, etc. We should have that out there probably, I would say, within the next couple of days.
All right, good.
But we do have part one out on Facebook as it is. Now, the thing about that is that Audra has a team of people, photographers, film people, that are out filming this stuff. That's why I asked Kim Yeter if it was going to be filmed. Because a lot of times, and you know, a lot of times when you have something like this, there's some people who want to make it but maybe can't make it, and it's good to have that there and maybe some way where it can be edited and you can get clips of stuff. When you have 20 or 25 speakers or how many you have at an event like this, which is normal for these events, there is usually a different take on each speaker. So if you can take these speakers and condense what they want to talk about,
mm-hmm.
maybe get the good talking points about that and share that with people, it would be really great to do. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. I think that as we move along here, the elections are going to be taking top priority, I think, as our people go. I know that what we're doing down there on the border is going to be really great. We're doing here in Shasta Lake, Shasta County, on Shasta Lake on the 29th at 12 noon. People going out and float your boat with a flag.
There you go.
Float your boat with a flag. And again, I want to also reiterate that after that, that freedom float starts Saturday, June 29, 12 noon. We meet at Shasta Lake at Bay Bridge, the Shasta Lake Bay Bridge.
Yeah, just go float out under the bridge.
Bridge Bay, excuse me. Did I say Bay Bridge?
Well, yeah, the Bridge Bay Bridge.
I guess I'm hoping that something will happen in Oakland.
The I-5 Bridge. Just meet under the bridge.
Bridge Bay.
Yep.
And then we, after that, you can join us for a Patriot car rally at 6 p.m. in Reading. We'll be meeting at the east end of the Mount Shasta Mall parking lot. and drive that usual route that they have for Cathedral Night. So wear your patriotic gear, wave some flags, and, you know, we really have to go out and start showing that we are not going to be taking advantage of it. And something that I want to talk about that Marley Hornick said from United Sovereign Americans, it really turned the light on for me. We keep talking about, well, we shall not comply, we will not comply, we shall not submit, we will not submit. It's really, we got that backwards. It's the government that should be submitting to the people.
That's exactly right.
And we have it backwards, you know. And I think that, again, it's often that inverted hierarchy we've gotten from Fox News for the last 30 years.
Oh, you mean the democracy thing going on?
Oh, the democracy thing. And the thing is that, well, the president, 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 president. Well, you know, if in fact there are some things the president's going to do when he is basically reinstated with this election, and that is the border. That's a very important thing. You know, and of course, judges, that's a very important thing. But when you look at the state, we still have to contend with Gavin Newsom and the gang. We have to still contend with that, which means we have to stand up and say no. I think that this court case...
They should be forced to contend with us.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's been the whole issue, you know. So we have to start working together a little bit better. There's too many divisions in different ways that things are being done. And I think that, again, Marley Hornick of United Sovereign Americans and Linda Payne of the Election Integrity Project of California, I really like what they've done and the terminology they use. By they're doing what each one of them have to do, but they're working shoulder to shoulder. They're not in competition with this guy or that guy or this guy or that guy. I mean, when you look at a lot of things that Dr. Frank is doing and that that Jeff O'Donnell's doing and that, you know, Joe von Pulitzer's doing, and you look at what all these different people are doing out there, you know, the Patriot Force, everybody's kind of doing something sort of the same but different. but it isn't my group or your group. It's the groups working together. And I think everybody's starting to get that a little bit better. How many weeks do we have to the election? That's something I think we need to ask ourselves. What is it, 18, 20, something like that before the ballots come out?
Sure.
About that, huh?
Without a quick count, yeah, sure. Yeah.
About that.
Sure.
So if we're looking at that, we better start understanding that we better be past step 7, or at least past step 3.
Yeah.
Because we have to really start moving on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree wholeheartedly. We need to take action and make things happen. And people have to do something instead of waiting for somebody else to do it for them. I always, you know, when people hear about, you know, State of Jefferson stuff, well, when are you guys going to get that done? I don't know, maybe when you lift a finger, you know, when you decide to help, when you decide to get off your butt and help. Maybe if you throw a dime at it, I don't know. You know, all those things that happen. It's the same thing here. You know, if they're sitting back waiting for others to fight for their liberty, they don't deserve it. You know, if they're not going to stand up, and I don't mean physically fight unless it comes to that, but I mean stand up and talk about it. Get out there, get educated about it. It doesn't take but a few minutes to read something or to watch videos that are viable and educational and that are truthful, that are telling about what's really going on. It doesn't take but a few minutes to do that. Instead of watching some show that you're hooked on, watch that for a few minutes.
Yeah, sure. unless it's Yellowstone.
Unless it's Yellowstone. There you go. Bring it on. And Beth is our leader. And then also have, you know, have time with your children about it. And I don't care what age your children are. My children are adults. They know about it. They've been raised with it. And they're sharing it. My son and his wife are sharing it with their daughter. You know, she's a little patriot. She doesn't know it yet, but she is. She's a little bit under 2, so she's working it. But she loves her red, white, and blue, and she loves her stars and stripes. So, she's coming up. So nobody's too old. Nobody's too young to do this. I mean, heck, we've got Terry. He's 110 years old, so he can still do it.
111.
You get the senior discount.
So I think that I think we need to be, and also, you know, when you have something like the take our border back, I mean, they're out there attempting to get the word out, you know, and they are bringing people together, discussing different things, and you never know where you're going to find a diamond in the rough.
That's exactly right, and they're usually the quiet ones. They're usually the ones that you don't expect to pop up and say, hey, I've done this in the past, or I've done that, or I know how to do this, or I've got connections to this, and let's knock our sabers together and let's get going. It always seems to happen that way. You're absolutely right on that.
I think that as we go on here, we're going to have to start here in Shasta County. I hope that the supervisors move. They have been moving at a good pace. I hope they continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a new ROV officer, county clerk.
Yep.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, it just happened on Wednesday. No, wait, what's today? Yeah, it happened on Wednesday. Days are all running together now. But it happened on Wednesday, the final interview and the selection by the board. And it's Thomas Tuller. He's a local gentleman who's an attorney that was a former assistant district attorney for Shasta County. So he is from Shasta County. He knows Shasta County intimately. And he knows the government intimately, so that helps as well. So he's no stranger to Shasta County. He doesn't have that huge learning curve that, you know, others may have had to have. And he's worked in the government for a long time and good man. So I'm expecting good things out of him and his team as he runs the team and steers the team in the right direction. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I heard him in an interview. He did a really nice job. He had discussed you know, some of the things he needs to learn, but did go back and say, hey, when I became a DA, I had to, assistant DA, I had to learn different things. Mm-hmm. And learning the penal code and court cases, et cetera, he's used to doing that.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of, and I think that he may be one of those people that can pick fly poop out of pepper, which is kind of what you need.
Yep.
In what's going on. And I know that he was asked about Joanna mm-hmm. and what would happen with that. And his comment was, well, we're having a meeting next week, and I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see where it goes from there. One thing he said that I thought was very wise is I'm not going to go in there right away and make a lot of wholesale changes. You need to go in and see the lay of the land. So you can't be John Dutton, be governor of Montana, right, and walk in and fire everybody except Beth. Yeah. You'd be afraid to fire Beth.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point being is that we have to start, I think we have to start again joining together. I think that, Clint Curtis, could have been a very good choice. I think he would go nose to nose. He definitely has courage. I think the thing that maybe was a drawback for him, maybe, was the fact that he is a card-carrying liberal Democrat. And I think that that would have been something to where, people would have a problem with that. They need to be reminded that he was a Republican, and if it wasn't for Jeb Bush, who asked him, meaning mm-hmm. Clint Curtis, to program those machines, it never would have happened.
That's correct.
And so it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe you're a woman who's been spurned or a man who's been spurned, and now you don't date.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But anyway, point being is that we have a good man. He is a good man. Tom is a good man. He's an honest guy. And I think he's going to do a good job. And I don't see it being a really super complicated job. You hope that the staff works with him. You hope that Joanna will, do the job that, you know, the way that she should do her job, whatever that's going to end up being. And, you hope that there's not a lot of controversy there. And I didn't really catch from him that he's the kind of guy who's kind of like surrounded by controversy.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't catch that from him. I don't catch that from his personality.
No, I don't either. He doesn't seem to either attract that or even go into that. It's just, he's straight arrow. Seems like he'd do a good thing, a good job. I believe that he'll do a very good job.
Yeah, I think he's pretty steady. I think that'll be fine.
And the beauty of it, too, he is or was a practicing attorney, and he worked for the DA's office as an assistant district attorney. So he knows how to seek out law. He knows where to go with this stuff. He may already know all this stuff. So he will be able to call upon it when he needs to, and he won't be bamboozled by some jackwagons from Sacramento who are going to try to throw lawful stuff at our county, and he can say, no, not here. That's not happening. He'll be able to play that game, which will be defending us, we the people here of Shasta County. So I think that's a very good thing. He's been in that practice for years, so he knows how to write different things that are appropriate to law. And where do you think the elections come from? Law. So he'll be able to play that game. And I hate to use it the term game, but that's what's going to be happening from Sacramento. They're going to probably try to throw things at him that are going to force Shasta to do certain things, and he'll fight back and say, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, we'll see if he stands in the gap. That's the main thing, and that's where people have to stand now, locally and, frankly, in your state. I mean, we have a lot of issues with our, you know, our current Senate group on the Republican side and our current Assembly group on the Republican side. And, gee whiz, even if you want to go down there and do a good job, you're so far outnumbered that, I haven't walked in their shoes. I'm not saying that some of them don't do it just to, you know, climb the political ladder for fame and fortune, or maybe fortune and fame.
Fortune and fame.
But I think that a lot of people that are down there now, I mean, it can be discouraging. I don't see how it couldn't be discouraging, because your life is not even compromised. Your life is submission almost. Yeah. And so I think that, you know, I know that there's a lot of folks out there saying, hey, we need to fix California. You're not going to fix California in its present state.
Nope.
It's an impossibility.
Not happening.
Impossibility.
When you're the super minority and you have absolutely no...
Impossibility.
Not even discussion. It's not so much as debate, but just discussion about the right thing to do. And the super majority does what they want at every whim, against the children, against every one of us, multiple ways and with multiple tactics. So stealing our properties, you name it, taxing the hell out of us, you name it. That's what they're doing. So it's them doing that to us. Never forget that.
Yeah, and, you know, we can't allow that anymore. I mean, it's just...
Heck, if we had a brand new state, do you think any of this garbage would be happening?
I think it would. I think we need more than one state.
I think we need multiple states out of California.
I bet San Diego wants to become a state with San Ysidro. You heard Kim, and with the interview with Audrey, you'll hear those folks, and Laura Douglas, who is an amazing, amazing patriot. You talk about, she is the queen of the worker bees, that girl.
There you go.
She gets out there, and she hits it hard and is a quiet leader. Blessed to have her as a friend.
Well, there are other things going on in different counties that are looking to do state separation and create their own states.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we all have to be working toward that end and be partners with them. And it's not just here in Northern California. It's happening in Southern California.
Riverside. Yeah.
They want to separate from California altogether and create their own state out of their own county. Just one county creating its own state. It's got the largest geographical area of any county in the state. And they've got, I think, if I'm correctly quoting this, 4+ million people in their county. I think that's what the number was. Well, heck, they could do it. No problem, right?
Yeah, they'd have representation.
They'd have representation. There you go. So why not? Why not?
Yeah,
God bless them for, you know, stepping up and
trying to get up. The state of empire.
State of empire. That's what they want to call it. That's right.
That's cool.
So if they do it, and then the other counties in the South start doing it and banding together and do it, and we're already been working on it for years up here, what do you think is going to happen? If California can be fractured and taken apart, then guess what? All those elected officials that are currently holding office, they could all go away, because in a new state, the actual citizens creating this new state can set precedent saying, hey, we don't want anybody that was representing us in California as our representatives in our new state. And I would vote for that moment any day of the week. We don't want any former doing that at all. We want all new people in there that understand what's going on. And, you know, you're going to have to maybe take a constitutional quiz or a test of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it still goes back to local government, state government. I mean,
yes, absolutely.
It used to be a pledge of allegiance to these United States, not the United States. We are not the United State. We are states. And I think that people don't get that fact. You know, and we're allowing all this stuff to happen. So really, it's a lot of it. If it sounds good, it's right. A prominent pundit has talked about of recently that if President Trump gets back into office, that he can stop the he can have paper ballots for every state and stop the machines and blah blah blah. I'm sorry, my friend, he doesn't have the jurisdiction to do that. The tools and the jurisdiction of that is of the states. That's unconstitutional. And people keep telling people those kinds of things. People that have a stage do those kinds of things, and that's got to stop. Just like our program.
There you go.
I'm going to have to stop because we're getting the yellow light here just when I thought we were going to get into a really good subject.
Well, we're getting the light, but not the finger, so we're doing pretty good.
He's really, uh-oh. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. Anyway. Well, my friend, you know, as we look this over, it's another Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Another day. Have fun today. I guess you're going out on the lake to enjoy yourself, which is a great idea. You deserve it.
We're going
to
go
working your fanny off.
Hang out with some friends.
Yep. Very good. Well, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ. Come on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical